This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be starting a three-part look at one of the most emotionally thrilling symphonies ever written, Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, known as the Pathétique. Today we'll be listening to the first movement, which clocks in at a whopping 18 minutes long. Its nickname, Pathétique, translates to pathetic, which might sound like a strange nickname for such a great symphony, but that's more of a problem of translation from Russian to French to English. It doesn't mean pathetic like a pathetic attempt at humor or something like that. It's more along the lines of passionate, emotional, maybe even a hint of suffering, which is something we'll definitely explore. Tchaikovsky set out to write a completely different Sixth Symphony, sketching out a piece over the course of a few months, and was supposed to follow a program. It touched on themes of life and passion, but he was dissatisfied with how it was turning out. He thought he was forcing it too much, that the music was too impersonal. He was prone to depression, and he started wondering if all his inspiration had left him. And right in the middle of that spiral of self-doubt, he had an idea. Within a few days, he had the first part completed and the rest sketched out, and he finished it in a matter of months, and that would become his Sixth Symphony. Like the first iteration that he had been working on, this symphony also had a program, very particular themes, and possibly even a full story. But Tchaikovsky didn't say what it was, and it's never come to light since, so there's been a lot of speculation as to what the story actually was. Today we'll visit one of the theories about it, a pretty provocative one, that it was a suicide note, or at the very least meant as the final piece in his career, which, as it turns out, it was. Tchaikovsky died just 9 days after premiering this work, and while the official cause of death was listed as cholera after drinking contaminated water, there have been persistent rumors that it was actually suicide. You can use Occam's razor here, since, after all, cholera was fairly common back then. There was actually an epidemic at the time Tchaikovsky died. But it was also common in the other sense. People in upper-class circles like Tchaikovsky didn't contract it. And he was in a very well-established, well-known restaurant when he supposedly drank the fatal water. And what's more, the accounts from his doctors and witnesses at his deathbed don't quite match up with what you'd expect from victims of cholera, which has bred a lot of conspiracy theories, and there are some really wild ones out there, including one where he was ordered to kill himself by some kind of secret honor court because of his homosexuality. It's hard to know what to believe. I personally, again, I lean towards the official cholera idea, but I can see how some people find it suspicious, although some of the really wild ones are just wild conspiracy theories. So, is the symphony a suicide note? Yeah, probably not. But it does deal quite viscerally with death. In the first movement, Tchaikovsky has the trombones playing a snippet of a tune from the Russian Orthodox liturgy, and not just any tune, the tune that accompanies the words, "With thy saints, O Christ, give peace to the soul of thy servant." Obviously, to most of us, that's a bit obscure, but to the mainly Russian Orthodox audience at the time, it would have been very clear. And at the premiere, rather than overwhelming applause, the audience itself was overwhelmed. Some people said that they heard sobbing. The opening movement starts out slow, with a foreboding solo from the bassoon over a soft bed of strings. And this melody is transformed into a much quicker theme as the pace picks up and the strings take over. The entire movement is intense and often stormy, but rather than a dramatic finale, it ends with a quiet incantation from the horns. One word of warning, especially if you're listening with headphones or you're driving and listening with headphones, which is a terrible idea, don't do that. But in the middle of the movement, the music seemingly starts to die away. The orchestra goes down to just about as soft as it can get. Do not, and I repeat, do not turn the volume way up to try to hear it. You'll get a big jolt when it all comes roaring back, and it happens very suddenly. It can really scare you. Here's the Musopen Symphony with the first movement of Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony.
Thank you.
Man, everything about that is big. Even the soft parts are just about as soft as you can get. And the movement itself is one of the longest first movements that you can find out there. Thanks to the Muse Open Symphony for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening and downloading. If you have a chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be continuing listening to Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony. See you then.